Chapter 4. At the Town Hall. When Tony got to Emma's house, the two friends went upstairs to Emma's room and sat on her sofa bed.
"Listen, Emma, my mum is going to visit her sister for a few days. Can I stay at your house?" Tony asked.
"Sure," Emma answered. "I'll ask my parents, but that's not a problem."
Tony smiled at her.
"Thanks," he said. "Did you have time to check the computer in the library?"
"Yes, I did," Emma said, "and I discovered something interesting. All the hacking happens at about 9 p.m. on Fridays, and the hacker always uses your library password."
"Ah," Tony said, "the library is closed then, so somebody gets in secretly every Friday evening."
"So what should we do?" Emma asked.
Tony looked excited.
"In my opinion, we should go to the library on Friday evening and wait there for the hacker," he said.
"That's a brilliant idea," said Emma. "What else can we do?"
"I don't know yet," Tony answered. "I want to go to the town hall tomorrow afternoon and check something. We finish school early, so it's a good opportunity."
"What do you want to check?" asked Emma.
"Today, when I came home, my mother was very worried," Tony explained. "She has to pay £10,000 to repair her shop. If she doesn't, the local authorities will close it. The head of the Department of Public Safety sent her a letter about it. I want to talk to him and see what I can do."
"Okay, I'll come with you," Emma said with a smile.
"Now let's play our computer games."
The next day, the two friends had a sandwich after school and then cycled to town. They locked their bikes outside the town hall and went up the stairs to the first floor. There was a sign on the wall next to a door. The sign said, "Department of Public Safety, Brannel Town Hall. Open 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Tony opened the door, and the two friends went into the office. In front of them, a secretary was sitting at a big desk. She was a young woman with blonde hair, and she was working at her computer and chewing gum. Tony walked towards her and said,
"Excuse me?"
"Yes,"
she said.
"I'd like to see the head of the department, please," Tony said.
The secretary looked at the two teenagers.
"Why do you want to see him?"
she asked.
"My mother got a letter from him," Tony said. "She has to repair her shop, and it's going to cost a lot of money. I want to speak to the head of the department about it. Maybe he can help us."
The secretary looked at him with suspicious eyes and said,
"I'm sorry, he isn't here. He won't be here for a week. You must come another day."
"Oh," said Tony. He looked worried. "Then can I speak to..."
"I'm sorry, there's nobody here,"
the secretary interrupted. Then she returned to her work. Emma opened the door and the two friends went down the stairs. As they were leaving the building, a man came running in and accidentally pushed Tony.
Excuse me, I didn't see you," he said.
The man looked at the two friends.
"Are those your bikes outside the building?" he asked.
"Yes, why?"
Emma asked. The man smiled.
"I'm Ben Gibson," he said. "I'm a bike collector. The old bike on the right is a rare model, and I was admiring it. If you ever want to sell it, phone me. I work upstairs in the Department of Public Safety."
"We were looking for the head of the department, but he isn't there," Tony said.
The man smiled again.
"I'm the head of the Department of Public Safety. How can I help you?" he asked.
Tony was very surprised.
We'll come another day. Thank you," he answered.
"Come on,"
he said to Emma. Then he ran to his bike and Emma ran after him. Inside the building, Ben Gibson walked up the stairs to his office and put his jacket in the cupboard. Then he phoned his secretary.
"Anna, did anybody come to see me?" he asked.
"No, nobody came,"
the secretary answered.
"Why are you asking?"
"I just wanted to know," Ben said, and he put the phone down.
Interesting, he thought. Tony and Emma cycled to the park.
Then they stopped and sat on a bench.
"Why did we run like that?" Emma asked. "What's wrong?"
Tony looked at her.
"Don't you understand?" he exclaimed. "The secretary said the head won't be here for a week, and then we saw him the same day."
"Maybe she forgot," said Emma.
"No, I don't think so," Tony said. "Secretaries always know their boss's program."
"And there's something else. The head's name is Ben Gibson."
"So?"
Emma asked. She looked confused.
"Well, the name on my mum's letter was Charles Smith," Tony said excitedly. "And do you know what that means?"
"Yes! One of them is an imposter,"
Emma exclaimed, jumping up from the bench. Tony got up too.
"Exactly," he said. "Come on, let's go home and think about it."